will commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the home of the Iowa Hawkeyes, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, with this rain report. If you missed last week's program about the Principia Katrina Ham team that spent several memorable days assisting the folks down in Hancock County, Mississippi, you'll be able to listen to that WMA file until we post the next rain report. Speaking of which, the following is a rain rerun from the fall of 2000. If you are looking for ideas on how you can provide quality interactive programs for your radio club or repeater group, stick around and find out how.
This is the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, speaking with Elk Grove, Illinois resident Art Householder, K9TRG, who Chicagoans will know was one of the co-owners of Spectronics, a ham radio supply store in suburban Oak Park, Illinois, some years ago. Art's going to tell us today how you can increase your amateur radio club attendance. Art, how do we do that?
Well, it's kind of simple with today's technology. If you'd like to have a Wayne Green or an ARRL president, an astronaut, a politician, to speak every month or whenever you would like, and have a live question and answer series, it's easy. Remember, the purpose of this is to get people to the meetings, not just to have them listen. First, you want to check with your technical committee of your local repeater and see how difficult it would be to disable every input to the repeater except one. This one input would be controlled at the meeting location and only there, not any other locations. Your phone patch control operator then could call the scheduled speaker at a predetermined time, open the patch at the guest speaker's time to speak at the club meeting. You might want multiple amplified loudspeakers so everyone can hear with no difficulty. He could have a predetermined time to make a presentation or just have an open presentation, let him talk as long as he wants. Then you open the patch only to the members at the meeting. In the meantime, all the listeners of the repeater could be hearing what's happening and kicking themselves for not being at the meeting to ask their question. Remember, there are other people listening that are not hams. They might be interested enough to make the next meeting after hearing how interesting the meetings can be. You could leave the repeater open for all to participate, but the idea is to get them to come to the meetings and participate. You could also open the door for jammers that did not see eye to eye with the speaker. Not that some speakers could be controversial, like Wayne Green. There are many speakers out there that could give programs that are interesting, funny, informative, educational, that you would like. They could do it from their living room, their ham shack. They could have a beer in one hand, telephone in the other. They have no travel expenses, no time away from home, minimum fees, if any at all, for their time. I'm sure you'd find no shortage of well-qualified speakers that have a message, a story, or an experience that they'd like to share with your group. You could even have a product review by hams with their new radio, a new computer, new antenna, along with a helpline with real live answers, live from the club meeting site by experts. The technologies involved are simple with today's repeaters and computers. There could be many variations of this idea. You can put on your thinking caps and even have a video connection so that you can see the live speaker. Remember, this is to get people to come to the meetings, and that's why you want to close the inputs to the repeater except the one at the meeting. They have to come to the meeting to participate and speak live to whoever is on the other end.
This is not a new idea, but how come we haven't heard about this being used more?
Well, I think it's like the invention of the safety pin or the bobby pin. Maybe it's just too simple and people just overlooked it.
I wonder if some of it may be that people don't think that some of the real major figures in amateur radio would give them a time of day or would want to conduct a program or interview in that fashion.
Well, I think Jim Haney, the president of ARRL, would jump at the chance to talk to a ham group. I know Wayne Green would, Dr. Sally Ride, the astronaut. A lot of people that would jump to the chance to do this. They can do it from their living room. They don't have to go anyplace. You know, they have zero expenses except a few minutes on the telephone. You know, even a 20-minute phone call, if you're looking at a dollar.
Some would argue, Art, that just being able to listen to the guest really isn't going to be nearly as desirable as being able to see the guest in front of the room.
Well, two things. Number one, you said just listen. This is a two-way. This is a repeater. You can ask him questions and he can answer them. It's a two-way conversation, just like talking on ham radio. Now, also, you could use either slow scan TV or the regular high-speed TV connection. That would cost a little bit more, but the low scan thing wouldn't cost anything. I mean, there's a lot of that technology around and could be done very inexpensively. But just the fact that you have basically an open repeater in the room with a phone patch, after the speaker gets through with his dissertation, he can open the floor for questions and comments, and you can talk back to him just as if he was standing there in front of you.
The beauty of this is you don't have to have any special hookup in the room itself, so you can have it literally in a party room of a condo complex or a field house in your local park district, even someone's basement.
You don't even have to have a telephone hookup on your end. He could do it from his end, and go right into your auto patch, and there it is. This has been published in a couple of publications, and I've had real good feedback from it. And I'd like to hear any inputs or comments or successes or failures. They can use my email address, and I'd be more than happy to send it to them. And I'm also in the call book, have been for many, many years, at the same address if somebody wants to write. Or I can even give a phone number if you'd like.
Up to you.
That's no problem. It's 847-593-0506. 847-593-0506.
I've been speaking today with Art Householder, K9TRG, with some really fascinating yet low-tech ways to increase the attendance at your next club meeting. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, and this has been the Rain Report.
If you'd like to contact Art electronically, his email address can be found on the site's mentioned page on rainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 2005 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.